6. Half for God, half for passion and that kind of stuff is not what I'm talking about. When I talk about half, I'm talking about something non-negotiable, 100% pure, something like that. Why? Because the other one is always taking the part of negotiation. Is it? Huh? About that negotiation, even that negotiation should happen when Hav orders that. That negotiation, yes, happens because Hav is flexible. Every mistake doesn't ruin life. Flexibility is over there, but the point is that you could be blinded with a little stuff. We don't go to this comparison of this and that and that. You could be blinded with a little bit of something. That's what worries us. What worries Rumi, really, here? Because it worries him, and here, after talking a little bit more, a couple of verses, and he will end the session, we will send them home to practice. For 2 years the class is over. And he will talk about it. He will talk even about the logic of it, the hikmat of this separation. Here he understands this. I will say, okay, now let's stop talking. You have to do something. What? Isn't that anything that everybody will ask when they say, you have to do something? What is it? Is there any cliche to tell you that, huh, from now, every single morning, wake up at 8 o'clock and jump up and down 72 times and say this? Is there anything like that? Of course there is. But is it something that Rumi could say and be written and do for everyone? For every single of us is different. This is what we started with. Remember last time we said, obviously, that listen, if we don't change, if we don't learn this, all of this, if I'm not unique in the breath, what am I worthy of? We were worthy of something, remember? Discovering the hap, because it will happen with us. It's in us. How we do it? How? We told you everything. Everything that you know about this. And that's why you don't do anything. Because you're listening and some good words and good thoughts. This is not what we are talking about. We didn't start with something that, listen, you need a little bit more information to be a good person. We didn't say this, did we? Did we ever tell you that I'll offer you some drinks that will cure you? Yes, in the first story we said this, Hikmat gradually will give you some magical potion. But did we tell you that somebody will give you this? We said someone could, right? Always. We said even, when you're ready, somebody will force feed you. But what's happening now? We gave you a little bit of knowledge, which was not the real knowledge. Was it?
It's just poison.
What did we talk about? Oh, wait a minute. In book one, what did we talk about? Only one thing, if you want to put it all together. We talked about the shortcoming in you, the problem in you, the duality of you and your lady upstairs, remember? Everything was that. So we're giving you the water about what? About the clay. So this is not the clean water. We're talking about the reality. We're showing you that in reality you're doing this. Isn't it? We were talking, now you know better. Okay, let me put it this way. Now you know better. Which part of you you know better? The monkey part of you. So we gave you a little bit more information about the monkey part of you. Suddenly, you are the alchemist. You want to jump out. I found it. Eureka! Yes! All we told you, these are the things that you should dismiss. These are shortcomings. The real knowledge, we call it what? The real knowledge, Arabic word. Irfan. This is ma'rifat. This is arif. Irfan means to know, knowledge. The knowledge, right? Al-ma'rifat is the knowledge in Arabic. And this is irfan. This is knowledge. But don't think that this knowledge is what we gave you in book one. Why? Why shouldn't you? This is not what Rumi obviously said. This is what I claim he said. Why? You have to have the reasons for what I say. If not, why are you listening to me?
I guess what. Sorry, what's going through my mind is just this image of the monkey that's now just got a lot more information how to mimic.
Yes.
You know.
Exactly. He's talking about this monkey I talked about. But the knowledge is book two.
This is book love.
This is love. That's the knowledge. We gave you the key. Do not forget that. This was love. The other one is knowledge. And he wants to separate it. Why? Because that knowledge is good, improvement is good, all that, but this is what it is, love. This is his love. And he knows that he will talk about something else. Because from now on, we will talk about the knowledge. Here you have to be fallen in love with this thought, with this school of thought, and this attitude to go there. Do you understand this? Huh? No. And yes. Of course, logically we tell you, you have to love whatever Rumi told in this book to understand the next book. And Rumi said, you will not do this except you go and work on it. For 2 years he sent them to work on it. He didn't send them to vacation. Right? To work on what? To work on something that here we talked about a lot of stuff. We talked about love. But you didn't understand what love is. We show you only one thing in this book. What love is not. Because self-indulging and loving myself to you is love. At least it's a part of love. When they talk about loving something, all the people who have children, unconsciously or subconsciously, or I don't know what is this, because it's sub on whatever, we talk about it, it's conscious, it's out here. They think about, yes, the way I love my children, that's the monkey. That is, I love my child. That's not comparable with, I love the children as the newcomers that will replace us. These are two different stuff. The second one is not understandable for the monkey. The first one is the monkey. In this case, I could go even to the animal you don't like. Even the cockroach will take care of the children. So what? That's not love. We will talk about it. Here we said what love is not. But look at you. Just a little bit droplet drunk from this filthy water that we're talking about what love is not. suddenly you started to let your imagination go somewhere that will make it die out. Oh, pity, pity, pity. Because you like it. You want to know more. Because this kind of knowledge and knowing more belongs to the monkey, and we're talking about the monkey, right? Ah, guess what? Here, as a teacher, me, when I'm coming to these classes of book one, I understand that I have to talk in a way that a simple, logical fellow like a six-year-old boy understand whatever I'm saying. And I always have that one in mind. Because I'm talking about the existence which we are all in, right? In book two, we start to talk about something which is not, some part of it is not tangible. Because over there, we eliminate the knowledge as you know it, as logically there is. How? Wait and see. The first story over there, first paragraph is, what you see in the sky is not in the sky. Shut up. And he will tell this to a believer, a good fellow. And he said, it's easy. Aha, do this. Remember? It starts like that. Then he will talk about a lot of stuff. We'll see. He wants to change it. So we'll say, you know what? Let's stop this conversation. Let's start the process of listening and understanding. Do something. What? Which will you all? Try to come out. Excuse me, I cannot come in the egg and tell you that you should kick and break the egg and come out. I could. I just was there, I finished. So I told you, you have to kick it and come out. Out is different. Inside there, you were not facing gravity really, because you were floating. Inside there you had another life. Of course you started from a little stuff, you ended up to be a chicken. But you don't count. You have to break that shell and come out. How? Go back and read the book again. We told you. If you want to know why you should come out, you should go from the beginning up to the eighth story. When he said this is where there is no beginning, there is no end, there is no head, there is no tail. You remember all of that. Now when you go back, it looks very poetic to you. You say, yeah, he said, listen, at the middle of a paragraph, middle of a story is not ended yet. He says, there is no beginning, there is no end, because in this book I'm talking about love. And love is the beginning, love is the end. Love is what I want you to know. At the end of the book, you will say, oh, pretty. You learned a little bit about it. Then you think that, you don't need to think anymore because you know it. So, pity. This is something, again, let me tell you, up to now, when you were feeding up on this, it was good, because this is something that you should feed upon. But oh, pretty, when this one becomes dry, let me look at you. Now he looks at you. When he looks at you, what does he see, Rumi? Here, because of some different cultural differences. I always talk about monkey. Because you're familiar with the monkey. First of all of you have seen monkeys, you love monkeys, and you are the monkeys. Because this science of evolution, Darwinism, and all that, we are monkeys, okay. In time of Rumi, they don't talk that much about monkey. because the people in